Looking to breathe new life into your furniture? Visit Upholstery on Broadway, conveniently located at 205 A Broadway in Arlington, Massachusetts. Their complete reupholstery services have got you covered. With over 40 years of experience, they take pride in attention to detail and commitment to quality. Call 978-460-5184 for a free estimate. That's 978-460-5184. Upholstery on Broadway, where craftsmanship meets creativity. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day as we draw closer to the weekend. As we are filled with your Spirit, let us draw on the wisdom we have looked at this whole week, and let us seek that wisdom and grow in knowledge of you. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, I think today's reading is the Pièce de Résistance. There's my French that's about, that's, you know, we have a parishioner at the parish who is Haitian. And she, at the end of Mass, she'll speak to me in French. And remember, I took 5 years of French, and I always like to tell the joke, which isn't that far off from the truth, that I took 5 years of French in junior high school and high school, and to this day, the only thing I can say is I'd like to have a croissant at Au Bon Pain. That's about it. And, you know, understand, I speak Spanish. I'm fluent in Spanish. I speak Portuguese fairly well, and I never took a class in Portuguese. That's one of the key issues. But I obviously studied Spanish. I speak Portuguese. Took 5 years of French, and that's about all I can say. But actually, I can say a little bit more, literally just a little bit more. So she'll say to me, bonjour, and I will try to remember what to say. And finally, I remember it, comment allez-vous? That's it. Je suis bien? And that's all guessing. So anyway, the reason why I am saying that is because, just keeping in mind, telling a little story from the parish. But I wanted to bring up today's reading because this, because I was talking French. This is the Pièce de Résistance. And that is that it really highlights what it means to understand the wisdom of God. Now, the Bible says, you know, if you want the definition of a fool, the fool is the one who says there is no God. That's biblical teaching. So literally, even though Jesus says don't call someone a fool, that he means it in a different context. But literally, if someone says, I don't believe in God, you can call him a fool because that's what the Bible says. I don't know if that'll go. Yeah, and then after he punches you in the nose, you can go, well, that's what the Bible says. But in any case, that's what it says. And what you are looking at here is so incredibly powerful. I really encourage you to read it. It's the first 9 verses of chapter 13. And one of the things it gets into is, I want you to understand this. It talks about how God is the greater of all things. And the fool, okay, the fool studies the work of the artisan but doesn't discern the artisan. That's one of the things it says. It's phrased differently, but that's one of the things it says. And cites these things. See if this clicks with you. Fire, wind, air, stars, water. Okay, does that click with you? If it doesn't, remember, this is written, according to the New American Bible Revised Edition, this is written about 50 years before Christ, the Book of Wisdom, even though it says the Wisdom of Solomon, who was quite earlier. But that's what it says. And in those times, no one understood what we understand now about atoms, which we also know are created by God. So, Aristotle, who lived 200 years before Christ, understood atoms. He just didn't understand, obviously, protons and neutrons and everything else, but he understood atoms. And what were atoms made of? What you just heard right there. Fire, air, water, and earth. Those were atoms. And it basically touches on that and understands that all things created that we see around us actually touches on this reality from Aristotle, this teaching, and then says they discern the artisan, they don't discern the artisan from the works of the artist. So they can't discern that there is God from what they see around them. And one of the powerful things you can see in that is it is the wise who understands who created the atom. It is the fool who splits it. Here's one for you. Now, obviously, splitting the atom can be used for nuclear power, and we had nuclear power for many years here in Massachusetts, actually in several nuclear power plants in the state. But we still look at that as the destructive force of the atom, which is in our news today. But we're looking at that, and that's one thing to keep in mind. It is the divine artist who creates the atom and creates out of the atom, creates other things from the atom. It is the fool who splits it. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We'll be right back.
Don't forget to tell others where they can find our program. You can hear us on WEZE 590 AM and WEZERadio.com at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning, Monday through Friday, Eastern Time. We then podcast the program on your favorite podcast platform and at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also hear us on our parish website, ST for St. Anthony Alston.org. That's St. Anthony Alston.org. And let others know where they can find us and spread the word and subscribe to our podcast.
We're back. And one of the powerful things to understand is that reality. Now, occasionally, usually on Fridays and sometimes on Saturdays, I go have my breakfast. I'm not dressed as a priest when I do that because it's my day off. Friday is my day off. Saturday is not. But I go to the Panera Bread. I guess it's Panera Bread in Framingham. Is that Framingham or Natick? It's right on the line. So it's across the street from Shopper's World, right next to the Target over there on Route 30. So anyway, I go grab my breakfast over there. And so I'm driving out there this morning, and I see the beautiful sunset, or sunrise, obviously. I see the beautiful sunrise, and it reminds me, as I then go over the readings in preparation for doing the radio show this morning, it reminds me of that reality. Now, understand that this is pre-recorded, so if you're saying, I don't know what the weather is as you're listening to, so you're saying it's pouring outside, how did you do that? Well, it's pre-recorded, that's how. But I was going out and you saw the beautiful sky. And one of the things that fascinates me is that communism, of course, is an atheist philosophy, yet obviously nature surrounded all these people in communism, even if their structures weren't all that beautiful in communism. I mean, Russia, I've seen pictures, can be absolutely gorgeous and colorful, but as I understand, during communist days, it wasn't like that. But anyway, and so you had this communist philosophy surrounded by, as the Book of Wisdom says, the work of the artisan, allowing you to discern the artisan himself. And so I always wondered whether or not there was that understanding. And clearly there were people who believed in God, as there are in China, even though that's an atheist place, and North Korea and Cuba and a few other places. Well, one of the things that Cardinal O'Malley said in one of his homilies was when he worked in Washington, there was a man who came from Romania, and he wanted to get refugee status. And the cardinal asked him why. And one of the things he said, as a believer, that in Romania, they couldn't say Happy Easter to each other. So the way they said Happy Easter to each other was, the comrade has returned. Yes, he has really returned. And that was their way of saying Happy Easter without letting on that they're speaking about Christianity, which was forbidden in the Soviet Union, which may, you know, we seem to be walking down that path here, too. We have to be careful of that. But at the same time, a similar idea is when I was a hermit I remember I was 11 days in the desert. It was absolutely wonderful. It was just a beautiful experience, and it changes you. So anyway, I'm driving back from back to Denver from southern Colorado to northern Colorado, where Denver is. And of course, Colorado is one of the most beautiful states in the Union, so it's absolutely gorgeous, and I'm looking at this absolute beauty. And eventually I get to near Denver, where I'm not in Denver, but I get near Denver where I'm going to spend the night and then drive out the next day to fly out. And so I find a hotel, and it's nighttime, so I can't really see outside that much, but it's nighttime, but I'm still fascinated by what I saw during the daytime of the beautiful mountains and how beautiful it is and everything else. So I wake up the next morning, and of course the sun is out, so now I can see these beautiful mountains. And as I look down, I see the highway, and of course everyone is really busy going to work, surrounded by the incredible beauty of the mountains in this particular city in Colorado outside Denver. Well, I get home, and you know, I'm fascinated by that difference between the beautiful mountains and the busy people. I get home, I look at my receipt from the hotel, and I looked, and I was fascinated. I was in Littleton, Colorado, which was the home of Columbine, which is the place of Columbine, which was only happened a few years earlier. And I'm looking at that and saying, here are these mountains saying, I am here, are you looking? An interesting thought in light of making that discovery. We'll talk more on Monday. Have yourself a blessed day.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com.
En Cristo vivimos. Looking to breathe new life into your furniture? Visit Upholstery on Broadway, conveniently located at 205A Broadway in Arlington, Massachusetts. Their complete reupholstery services have got you covered. With over 40 years of experience, they take pride in attention to detail and commitment to quality. Call 978-460-5184 for a free estimate. That's 978-460-5184. Upholstery on Broadway, where craftsmanship meets creativity.